You're listening to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. This is your public radio station for Central and Northern New Mexico. And we are so honored to have in the studio with us Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham. She's a real hero and a champion of all kinds of great things here in New Mexico. And to have you in our studio is just such a delight. And I do want to point out that most of our crew is taller than you, Congresswoman.
Right. And what's the average age here? Ten. And I'm 12. The shortest person in the room. I tell you.
Are you the shortest person in Congress?
I am the shortest. There's a debate about whether Senator Barbara Mikulski is shorter than I am, but I am always in 6-inch high heels, and I really can't, sometimes 4 inches. I can't really say that that's the best thing to do, but it's too late for me. I wear them every day, so she appears shorter than I am. But I'm 4'10", and she's 4'11".
And I do want to say that New Mexico has what's considered the most handsome man in Congress, and I think you're the most beautiful.
That's very nice. I'd rather be the most handsome than the shortest, but you know what? You take what you can get.
That's Martin Heinrich, by the way, in case you're wondering.
I mean, he wins
which
it every
one is
year.
So handsome. Well, he is pretty. It's because he's so photogenic.
And he's really nice. We've
had him on our show. He's a wonderful, wonderful person. We're going to go back to a question we asked you a little while ago. Can 17-year-olds vote in the primary? And you have a really good answer to that.
Well, we have an update because I didn't know the answer. I didn't think that 17-year-olds could vote in the primary. So the legislature just passed legislation so that you don't cause a problem for an 18-year-old in the general, right? But they didn't get to vote in the primary, so they're not really participating in the full process. So there's a bill on the governor's desk that allows you to vote in the primary at 17 if you're going to be 18 when the general election occurs in November. So call the governor's office. Let's get kids. Let's get teenagers. Let's get parents. We want more New Mexicans part of this process, not fewer. So thank you for asking me that question.
To get her
now
number.
I'll call the governor's office.
I'm going to call her too.
Me too. You can
get her number. I will be searching for it here on our little phones. But anyway, okay, Elliot's visiting us today on the Children's Hour, and she has a question for you.
How do you manage your time with family?
That is tough. I'm in a situation where my mother lives with me, and she's not feeling well. And so I have to help provide her care. And I get really stretched pretty thin between my mom and my brand new 7-month-old grandbaby named Avery. And so, you know, you need people around you who are really good about carving out some time. So does anybody notice I'm wearing my exercise clothes?
Yeah, you look great.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't say that. But I had to get up early this morning and get that done so I could come here, because right after I'm going to spend an hour with my mom, and then I'm going to go do work for the rest of the day. So you have to be pretty diligent about taking every single moment of every single day and leveraging it. I will tell you that being a member of Congress is the best honor and the best job of my life. But the time issues are really significant, and I think they're hard for many, many members and many, many families.
Mm-hmm. What do you like or dislike about your job?
The thing that I like least about my job is getting on an airplane on Monday and Tuesday mornings at 6 o'clock in the morning. It takes me sometimes 7 or 8 hours to fly to D.C. because we have so few choices for flights, right, that get you there directly. So I when you just asked me, Elliot, about my time, well, I waste 16 to 20 hours trying to travel back and forth to my job. So I don't love that very much. Mm. But what I really love about my job is the impact that I get to have as a member of Congress on people right here every day. So I'll get a text from a woman whose house we saved, or I'll get a phone call from someone who got the right kind of health care because we got involved, or a veteran will come to my office and say that we saved their benefits. That is the kind of work that if people don't do it, people really suffer and get harmed. And that makes me feel really good. And it gives me the kind of relationship with New Mexicans that I desire. So I love that part of my job.
Very sweet. Any more questions? Yeah, go ahead.
Have you actually met Hillary Clinton?
I have. I met Hillary Clinton when she was the first lady and her husband was the president. And what really impressed me about her then is she was trying to work on healthcare when folks in this country just didn't want to even have a conversation about it. And she was really put in a hard place for raising issues that nobody thought she had the expertise. They made a big point of having the wife of the president involved in policy. And, you know, she stood up for women and she stood up for herself. And she was right about the need for this country to address healthcare issues. And I've watched her blossom in her career and be strong and dedicated and principled. And those are all the reasons that I'm a Hillary Clinton fan.
I'm a Bernie fan.
That's all right. That's what I like about this radio program.
Saying it out there right now, because we do have to give equal time to the candidates. So since you brought it up,
nonpartisan show, and I hope there's folks here that are really paying attention to the Republican candidates.
Because
it's a contest.
It's a contest, and
we're not endorsing anyone. But
no,
they were asking me about Hillary. That's how I know her.
Yeah, and I think the thing is you've met a lot of pretty amazing people in your job too. You've met leaders around the world. You've met local leaders, and you've really been a person who's done a lot of bridging between different peoples.
Well, I appreciate that, Katie, that there this job does give you incredible opportunities to meet and talk with people. One of my favorite meetings was a dinner meeting with Colin Powell. And so
for kids who don't know, Colin Powell was
Well,
he was the defense secretary.
He was the defense secretary. He's been also identified as either a presidential candidate or a VP candidate. And he's also been a liaison, and I'm not sure if you want to say attaché, to different countries where we're developing democracies. He's an incredible American.
And you are a Democrat, and he is a Republican.
That's exactly
And he has been a really powerful leader in our country.
And he's been a powerful voice for peace without minimizing national security investments in interests in our country. I think he's an amazing man.
Last question for you. Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham is with us today on the Children's Hour. And my last question for you came from Facebook. Somebody asked this. What is it that you do in Congress specifically that helps kids of New Mexico?
I would say there isn't a piece of legislation, because it deals with families and family security, that doesn't impact kids. But here's a couple things that I'm really proud of. One, we've changed the federal education law. So we've minimized the testing requirements. We're re-engaging and making sure that kids have the kind of support inside the school, so there's learning and creativity, including defending investments in federal education for arts and physical education and health services like behavioral health. And the second thing, which isn't a piece of legislation, but it's an activity that we continue to work on primarily with the private sector, is that New Mexico needs what we refer to as a special needs park. So in our parks and play areas for kids, most of them are wheelchair accessible, but that equipment is not suitable for kids who might have hearing challenges or vision challenges or significant physical disabilities. They can watch, but they can't participate.
You know what? You're very right about that. And you know, because you have a sister who has a disability, and so you know what she can do and what she cannot do.
Absolutely. And you know, New Mexico needs one of those parks, and we deserve that. So I'm working diligently to make sure we get one.
Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham, we're so grateful that you were in the studio with us today. And if folks want to reach out to you and talk to you about anything, you're there. You answer. You read your email. Or somebody does. And you respond. And that is one of the things that I'm really grateful for you about. And how can folks reach you in Congress?
So it really depends on what you want to do. But I would encourage folks. I'm a big user of the telephone myself. So here's the number to our local office. I think it's 346-6781. And you can also get online and do www. MichelleLujanGrisham.house.gov. I always don't want to do the house.gov.
Lujan Grisham. Oh,
Lujan Grisham.
Oh, www.LujanGrisham.com.
.house.gov.
.house.gov. You can also Google search you. You are everywhere.
I am everywhere. If you do Michelle Lujan Grisham, it's easy access. So you can email us, you can call us, you can Facebook us, you can respond in any way that you want to in social media. And Katie's right, we'll respond to you. And we love hearing from kids.
Well, I think all the kids in New Mexico should take an opportunity and try to meet you, because you really are something, and you are an inspiration for young girls everywhere for what they can do in their life. They can be a congressperson, too.
Each of us has a role in making a difference. So thank you so much for having me today.
Thanks for being with us. Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham represents the 2nd District here in...
The 1st District.
I mean, the 1st District. Oh, thank you very much. The 1st District, which is really right around the metro area here. And
Torrance County, a little bit of Valencia County, and Sandoval County. Make sure I don't leave anyone out in my district.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Not a good thing when you do that.
Central New Mexico. You cover the KUNM listening area.
I cover the KUNM listening area, and I couldn't be prouder to do that.
Thank you very much, Congresswoman, for being with us this morning.
Thanks for the Children's Hour. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.